Good morning, and welcome to the Daily Cat, WNUR's Daily News Brief. I'm your host, Iris Swarthout, with a few things you need to know today. It's 9 a.m. Central on Tuesday, April 12. Evanston Public Library opened a new exhibit titled The Bias Inside Us Saturday. The showcase is part of the Smithsonian Institute's Traveling Sites, which sends exhibits to non-museum buildings around the U.S. for month-long blocks of time. The Bias Inside Us encourages guests to acknowledge human bias and reevaluate it, and it will be open and free to the public until May 8. Well-known Chicago businessman Willie Wilson announced Monday that he will be running against Lori Lightfoot in the 2023 mayoral election. If elected, Wilson said he plans on reducing crime, lowering taxes, and putting officers on the Chicago transit system, voicing support for the Chicago Police Department. Wilson is the owner of Omar Medical Supplies. Nearly all of Puerto Rico LUMA Energy customers' power has been restored as of Sunday. The power outage started on Wednesday of last week, causing an island-wide blackout in the following days. The start of the outage is rooted in a fire that broke out in the Costa Sur substation, which not only cut power, but also water service to tens of thousands of homes and businesses. The cause of the fire is currently under investigation. Palestinians in the West Bank vandalized the tomb of biblical figure Joseph Saturday night. The tomb is located in Nablus in the West Bank and has been met with a promise of a, quote, strong response, unquote, by Israel. The tomb itself was vandalized with rubble and fire damage on the lid. In response, Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett vowed to catch the vandalizers as they, quote, simply vandalized a holy place for us, the Jews, unquote. That's all for today's Daily Cat. Live from WNUR News, I'm Iris Swarthout. See you tomorrow.